Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where some of India's most iconic birds, found in our open natural ecosystems, are on the brink of extinction, and their habitats, once considered wastelands, are now being recognized as crucial ecosystems that require urgent protection. What makes this significant is that the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, has just released its latest Red List update, and it reveals a disturbing trend. 4 Indian open ecosystem birds have been uplisted, meaning their conservation status has worsened. First, let's understand the IUCN Red List, which was established in 1964 by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, founded in 1948 at Fontainebleau, France, with its headquarters in Gland, Switzerland. The IUCN Red List is the world's most comprehensive inventory of global conservation status, tracking over 167,000 species, and updated semi-annually. Now, let us turn to the IUCN Red List categories. The Red List has several categories, including extinct, extinct in the wild, critically endangered, endangered, vulnerable, near threatened, least concern, data deficient, and not evaluated. These categories help us understand the conservation status of species and the actions needed to protect them. Crucially, the IUCN Red List is not just a list of species, it's a call to action to conserve and protect our planet's biodiversity. Building on this, let's look at open natural ecosystems, or ONES, which are non-forest natural habitats, including grasslands, scrub, savanna, semi-arid landscapes, wetlands, deserts, and ravines. What makes ONES significant is that they cover around 10% of India's land area and host distinctive biodiversity, such as bustards, foxes, hyenas, and gazelles. However, these ecosystems have been misclassified as wastelands since the colonial era, making them vulnerable to afforestation drives, which can harm the very species that depend on these ecosystems. And here is something that surprises many students. The IUCN Red List update has revealed that all 4 uplisted species are found in open natural ecosystems, primarily in the Desert National Park in Rajasthan and Kutch in Gujarat. But why does this matter? It matters because these ecosystems are home to some of India's most iconic birds, including the Great Indian Bustard, the Bengal Florican, and the Lesser Florican, all of which are listed under the Convention on Migratory Species, or CMAs, Appendix I. Now, let us look at India's grassland conservation efforts. Project Great Indian Bustard, launched in 2013 by the Wildlife Institute of India, or WI, in Dehradun, aims to conserve the Great Indian Bustard and its habitats. The project includes a captive breeding center at SAM, Jaisalmer, in Rajasthan, which delivered its first chick in June 2019. Additionally, power line diversion measures have been implemented in the Rajasthan Desert National Park and in Karera, Tamil Nadu, to reduce bird collisions. It is worth pausing here to note that Lantana camara, invasive species, poses a significant threat to open natural ecosystems, invading scrub and grassland habitats, affecting around 13 million hectares across India. This is often discussed alongside one policy in the Center for Science and Environments, or CSE, State of Environment Report. So what exactly changed? The Indian government has recognized the need to protect open natural ecosystems and has taken steps to address the issue, including the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972, amended in 2022, which lists the Great Indian Bustard and the Florican's under Schedule I, providing them with the highest level of protection. Moving on to the statutory framework, the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, amended in 2023, and the National Wildlife Action Plan, 2017 to 2031, also play crucial roles in conserving India's biodiversity. Internationally, India is a signatory to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, and the Convention on Migratory Species, or CMAs, which lists the Great Indian Bustard and the Floricans under Appendix I. The Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, also obliges India to conserve and protect its biodiversity. Now, let us turn to the issue of Comparable 1 wildlife in India. The Wasteland Atlas problem, published by the Department of Land Resources, Ministry of Rural Development, treats grasslands and scrublands as wasteland, incentivizing improvement via afforestation. This classification error lies at the root of the open natural ecosystem crisis. But why is this significant? It's significant because it highlights the need to reclassify open natural ecosystems as natural ecosystems, not wastelands, and to adopt a dedicated one protection framework, separate from forest law. With that background in place, let us look at the recent IUCN and CITES decisions for India. The Indian star tortoise was moved from CITES Appendix II to Appendix I at the Conference of the Parties, or COP18 in Geneva in 2019. Pangolins, including the Indian and Chinese pangolins, have been listed under Appendix I since 2017. The Asian elephant has been listed as critically endangered in some range regions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IUCN Red List update was released in May 2026, and 12 Indian species were reassessed, with 4 uplisted and 8 downlisted. The IUCN was founded in 1948 in Fontainebleau, France, and its headquarters is in Gland, Switzerland. The IUCN Red List was established in 1964 and tracks over 167,000 species. The Red List categories include extinct, extinct in the wild, critically endangered, endangered, vulnerable, near threatened, least concern, data deficient, and not evaluated. The Great Indian Bustard is listed as critically endangered, with less than 150 individuals remaining. The Bengal Florican and the Lesser Florican are also listed as critically endangered, with the Lesser Florican having a population of less than 750 individuals. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers environment, biodiversity, and conservation, as well as GS Paper 1, which covers geography and ecosystems. For prelims, remember the IUCN founding year, the Red List categories, the scientific name of the Great Indian Bustard, and the CITES COP18 decisions. For mains, critically examine the statement, India's open natural ecosystems remain the blind spot of its conservation policy. In conclusion, the conservation of open natural ecosystems is crucial for protecting India's biodiversity, and the IUCN Red List update highlights the need for urgent action to protect these ecosystems and the species that depend on them. The way forward involves reclassifying ones as natural ecosystems, adopting a dedicated one protection framework, halting blanket afforestation in semi-arid regions, strengthening Project Great Indian Bustard and powerline mitigation, and scaling community conservation, including the cheetah reintroduction considerations for bunny grasslands. This is a critical issue that requires immediate attention, and as future policymakers, it is essential to understand the complexities of conservation and the need to protect our planet's precious biodiversity.